And welcome to the Sportscast, January 18th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and Facebook. And if you're on iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. Championship weekend is this weekend. Some say it's probably the best championship weekend we've seen in a while. The Final Four. All four teams are well-deserved. And here to talk to us about is our first, his first appearance on the Sportscast is Mr. Kevin Tyre. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you very much for having me.
Before we start, Kevin, tell us a little bit about yourself and what do you do?
I'm an investor, and I'm also a real estate agent in Miami, and a Dolphins fan. So I'm a little disappointed, but, you know, it is what it is.
How long have you been a Dolphins fan?
Oh, all my life. As long as I can remember, and season ticket holder, and continue to be a season ticket holder.
Were you?
And hopefully remain a season ticket holder.
Oh, there you go. Were you around during the 1973 Dolphins?
I was around, but I was a baby.
Okay. I figured, because you look too young. Anyways, this weekend we got two big games, obviously championship weekend. Really excited about it. What are your thoughts? Let's go for the first one, Rams and the Saints.
Me personally, I'm going with the Saints because they're playing in the dome. The Rams have a hell of a team. I mean, their offense is sick with weapons, you know. Gurley, Goff, the receivers, the defense is stacked with Dominguez Sue and Aaron Donald up front, and Talib in the back leading the corner. I mean, the cornerbacks. They have an amazing team, but I think that 12th man, the dome, those fans are really going to take them over the top.
Now the Rams had an impressive win against the Cowboys last weekend. And they were switching back and forth, Gurley and C.J. Anderson. Do you think, with that switching off, do you think that makes the Rams a little bit more tougher to beat?
I think so, but, you know, so they that, you know, Gurley's a three-down back. You know, before his injury with his knee, he was a three-down back. And it kind of, with his injury, it kind of forced the Rams to go to plan B. And, you know, C.J. Anderson was a heck of a plan B. So Gurley's going to be fresh. C.J. Anderson's going to be fresh. That's going to be real tough for the Saints. But like I said, I give the edge to the 12th man. That's the only difference in that matchup, I think.
The dome. Now, Drew Brees, do you think he's still playing in his prime?
He's at the top of his game. I haven't seen any fall off.
That's right.
I haven't seen any fall off.
Yeah, that's something that I've been noticing. And they've been, you know, it's funny because like the last game, when they played the Eagles, they used their backup quarterback Hill for some reason.
Oh yeah, he's you know, they usually throughout the season they've been using him on you know, specialty packages, mm-hmm. And he's a dual threat. He plays special teams. He plays the, you know, the Wildcat, but he brings another dimension to the Wildcat because he's a quarterback and he's built like, I think he's like 6'2 or 6'3, 250, 60 pounds, so he can ram it up in there. He can throw it, option, whatever. You know, he can play whatever, you know, whatever the play calls for. So it's real difficult on the defense to try to corral a guy like that.
Now, back to the Eagles. Now, Eagles had a good run all the way to, you know, till they played the Saints. What was the issue? You think the Eagles could have beaten the Saints, or you think the Saints, no matter what, were going to win?
I don't think they could. If they would have had, you know, Wentz, I don't think, you know, I don't think they would have been able to beat the Saints. It's just, they just had too much form this year.
You think you prefer Wentz over Nick Foles?
Here's my take on that. If I was a general manager, I would trade Wentz and get a whole bunch of picks for now and in the near future, because he's going to be a solid franchise quarterback. But Foles is playing at a whole, you know, whole nother level later on in his career or middle of his career. And they could build that team for years to come. I mean, to be a powerhouse.
Wow, that's an interesting thought. Maybe, you know, trade Wentz, keep Foles, and just, you know, try to get some better picks.
Yeah, because, Wentz is on his rookie deal still. So let someone else pay him, and you pay Foles. You got to pay one of them.
That's very true.
And can't pay both.
Yeah,
can't
which
pay both.
Which Nick Foles has been proven to be a good playoff quarterback, but, I mean, obviously he had a bumpy start at the beginning of the season, but I really do think Nick Foles has a lot of potential. He's only 29, going to 30. But if he does leave, I heard Jacksonville Jaguars might be a good place for him to play at.
I think that'll be a good fit for him, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
They're having some issues. I saw across the ticker of the ESPN. I didn't read it fully, but it looked like they're having some problems with Fournette. There's guaranteed money they took back or something like that. So that might be a little issue, but, you know, I think that'll be a good fit for him.
I like the Jaguars a lot. They have a good defense and a good running back, but we'll see what happens in the offseason. Now to the AFC.
Right.
We got the Patriots and the Chiefs. Obviously, you know, both matchups have the old quarterback versus the new quarterback. This is going to be an interesting game. This is the first time the Chiefs go on to an AFC championship, I think since 93 or maybe before that. What are your thoughts about this matchup?
I'm torn because, like I said, I'm a Dolphins fan, and you know we don't go with New England, but I'm going to have to go with New England for the simple fact Tom Brady, I didn't know this stat until I saw it on the TV last week, that they've been to the AFC Championship game 8 years in a row. Now, that's telling me if things get tight in that game, he's not going to even flinch because he's been there and it's like second nature to him, you know. Mahomes might blink. And, you know, a blink will lose you a game in the NFL.
It does very much so. Now, this might come down to defenses. Which defense is a better defense, the Patriots or the Chiefs?
That's a tough one. I mean, you know, you got Belichick. Any you give him a week to scheme against the offense, and you know they can shut their, you know, stay away from their strength and attack their weaknesses. That's their motto. So, That's a tough question. I'm really not sure.
It seems like the Patriots might have a better defense. I know that the Chiefs have not had a great defense most of the season. They did look good last weekend against the Colts, but the Colts are not the Chiefs either.
No, not at all. not at all.
But one thing with the Patriots last game against the Chargers, which the Chargers had no chance. It was over before it started. What happened that game? Were the Patriots that good, or the Chiefs just choked? I mean, no, the Chargers choked.
I just think the Chargers, they didn't have enough weapons. And whatever, you know, weapons that they did have, you know, the Patriots just schemed towards their strengths. And I didn't watch that game fully. But from what I heard is that, you know, the Patriots hardly ever blitzed. But they blitzed every down, seemed like. And that kind of threw the Chiefs out of whack, you know?
Exactly. The Colts with Andrew Luck, I think Andrew Luck is definitely coming back into form. He missed last year's game, and he definitely came back. And he had a weak start, but definitely came strong towards the end of the season. So we'll see what happens with the Colts. But, you know, back to the Patriots, you know, It's probably from the two games this weekend that might be the closest game.
Yeah. I don't know because they said it's going to be 20 degrees in Kansas City, and then when I heard that, I automatically think it doesn't matter. The Patriots can go and beat you in 80 degree weather, or they can beat you in 20 degree weather. The weather, it seems like nothing affects them. I mean, Belichick always has his team mentally ready to play. And I'm a Dolphin fan, and I can't believe I'm saying this.
Now, speaking about the Dolphins, what were your thoughts this past season, firing Gase? What were your thoughts?
I've been a hardcore. I'm always like a hardcore fan. Let's wait it out. Let's see what happens. But this year, I came to my it was the last straw. I mean, Tannehill and Gase, I think both of them needed to go. We need to start over again. You know, they had their chances. You know, and you know, it was just an up and down season, roller coaster ride, win, lose. You know, it looked good, looked bad the next week. It was just like they weren't prepared from week to week. You know.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think about Tannehill? Do you think we just saw like his last season as a Dolphin, or do you think he'll be back next season and probably the Dolphins will draft a quarterback?
I think they should just let him go. But since you said that, maybe they do need to hold on to him one more year, draft a quarterback, groom that quarterback, and then we part after that. But you know, that's going to be management's decision. And what can we do? All we can do is, you know, hope for the best.
Exactly. Now, Brian Flores is rumored to be the coach for the Dolphins, which he's currently the linebacker coach for the Patriots. What are your thoughts if he does become a coach for the Dolphins?
I don't know much about him, but I heard he's like a military-style coach. Very disciplined. Well, you have to be like that to be on Belichick's staff. Very disciplined. Look like he's going to have his team ready to play on Sundays. Even if they're overmatched, they're going to compete. And sometimes that's all you're looking for as a fan, for your team to compete and you know, fight. And, you know, you might be overmatched, but still, put up a fight.
Yeah, you know, the Dolphins have been issues with coaches and not since Don Shula, but who do you think has been the worst coach for the Miami Dolphins?
That has to be was it Cam? Which one that won the one game, 1-15?
Yes, it was Cam Cameron.
Okay, that one there. He was, he wasn't good. I'm looking for a nice word. He wasn't good.
Wasn't good enough. You know, they have some, you know, few ups and downs, Sperano and Dave Wanstead. But in recent memory, it feels like Gase and Philbin were almost the same.
Pretty much. Laid back, no emotion, man. I mean, I don't know. What are you trying to be? Are you trying to be cool, or are you trying to be, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just don't get excited. Don't get, you know, enthusiastic. You see some of these coaches are like, who's the coach from the Seahawks? I forgot his name.
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll's high-fiving his players. And, you know, I played football in high school. That does a lot when the coach is, like, fired up, too. It fires you up, too. But if you just, everything is lackadaisical, you're going to have a lackadaisical team.
Yeah, I agree. You know, you need to have motivation. You need to, and just have, you know, strong leadership. You know, I think, you know, there's several coaches around the league, like Sean McVay. He's really into it.
Yeah.
into it. Young guy, 32, 33 years old. And some people saying that the NFL coaches are going to turn younger, you know, because you see more explosiveness.
Yeah. Definitely, and the rigors of the NFL, it takes youth, you know, all that traveling and all of the preparation, and then, you know, it's not like it used to be back in the 70s, to where they're just, you know, football season is over with. It's year round now. I mean, right after the Super Bowl, now they're headed up to the combine and all this other stuff, scouting, and it's a year round thing now.
Can you tell us your favorite Dolphin memory?
Yes, I can. It was the one victory that we got during that 1-15 season. I never forget it. I mean, I can't remember who was the wide receiver who caught the, I think Murillo was, I can't remember his name, but he caught that pass.
Yeah, let me check on that. It was. I know that it was against the Baltimore Ravens.
Right.
And overtime in December.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And that was, I mean, I remember falling back in my wife's arms. and I just like, please don't let us go. We can't go. We can't be the only undefeated team and have to also have a 9-win season. We can't beat it because we'll be the only ones that have it, you know?
Yeah.
No, we can't do that, you know?
I totally agree.
And
let me see.
And then another one that rivals that, the Patriots win this year. That was another, you know, memorable win.
Yeah, which, you know, it's interesting you say that because people are saying if the Patriots lose this weekend against the Chiefs, they'll look back at what happened when they lost against the Dolphins. That cost them home field advantage.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, so.
That is true.
And, you know.
That is true.
One stat that I told you last night was that the Patriots have not gone to the Super Bowl without home field advantage.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did not know that.
So, but maybe they'll break it this season.
Maybe. It's going to be a great game on both sides. It's going to be two great games. And we'll be locked in from 3 o'clock in the afternoon to 7 or 8 o'clock night to find out who's going to be in the Super Bowl. Either way, either all four teams will deserve it. Whoever matches up, either side, it's going to be a great Super Bowl.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Now, this is a part of the show where we say game predictions. Obviously, you've very predicted the team's going to win. Give us a score line. Let's go for the Rams versus the Saints.
That's going to be a high-scoring game. I'm going to say 38-34.
New Orleans. Then, finally, the Patriots versus the Chiefs.
Patriots versus the Chiefs. I think that's going to be a low-scoring game. I'm going to go 21-17 Patriots.
Patriots 21-17. That's low-scoring. Interesting. I was more thinking of – I'm looking back at that game early on the season when the Patriots beat the Chiefs 43-40. Obviously, that was in New England. It was a bit warmer. But it might be around those numbers. But I think the Patriots might win by a field goal or by just a touchdown, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I still think Kansas City has the upper hand, but you never know with Belichick. I think he really wants this game. He's not playing in Denver in high altitude, so this is it's kind of doable, but we'll see what happens. And random question of the day is, what is your favorite McDonald's sandwich?
Fish fillet.
That's a good answer. Everyone tells me Big Mac or the Quarter Pounder.
Big Mac is a little. As I'm older now, it stays with you a little too long.
Yeah, it does. It's pretty much bread.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Well,
patties are not like what they used to be.
Well, I forgot to tell everyone that I met Kevin at a networking meeting last night here in Weston, and that's how we met. We just kicked it off because I heard you talking about the Falcons.
Right. Yeah, I was with a young lady who just she's a real estate agent also. She had just moved down January the 1st from Atlanta. We were talking about the traffic and the Falcons. They had a rough season this year because, you know, they had a lot of injuries. They had a bunch of injuries, and it really affected their season. Yeah. And, you know, like you were talking about last night, Julio Jones is something, like, unhuman.
Yeah.
And you never know. They might have to trade him to get some more picks also. You know, sometimes you have to pull the trigger on some of these players that's in their prime just to build for the future, you know?
Yeah, like what they did with the Cowboys when they let go of that running back. Back in the 80s.
Herschel Walker,
and they got three Super Bowls.
Yeah. Yeah. They got Emmitt Smith out of that deal. They got Michael Irvin out of that deal, and they got Troy Aikman.
Yeah.
Those are the three that propel them to all those great seasons and all those Super Bowls.
At times, you got to take a step backwards so you can make two steps forward. So
exactly. But who do we have to do that? The Dolphins.
Ooh, good question. Tannehill will not be enough. That I can tell you.
No. And yeah, it might have to be Xavier Howard because I heard he's asking for he wants to be the highest paid cornerback in the league. So they might have to. I don't know.
Are you also a Hurricanes, Miami Hurricane fan?
I'm a passive Hurricanes fan.
I got you.
Not like the Dolphins. It's not the same. You know, I can watch them lose and not be disappointed, but not with the Dolphins.
Yeah, they're definitely making some changes. So maybe Miami football might have some brighter days ahead of us.
I hope so.
Kevin, how can people reach you?
Okay, you can reach me on my cell phone. Should I give out my cell phone?
Yeah, if you want.
Well, my email. You can give me, you can reach me on email. Kevin, Kevin Tyree, Tyre, 1987@gmail.com.
Kevin Tyree, 1987 @gmail.com. Well, Kevin, thanks for coming on to the Sportscast, your debut, previewing championship weekend, and really appreciate you coming on.
Thank you for inviting me on the podcast. Everyone, enjoy this excellent football weekend, and talk to you guys later.
It should be a good one. Appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you.